Part of my job at Headscape is running private workshops for large organisations. And of the various workshops I run, the one that is most popular looks at the subject of social media. There was a time when this workshop had to primarily focus on getting organisations to take social media seriously. But those days are now gone. Most organisations get the importance of social media. But despite that, they continue to use it in the wrong way. They use social media as a broadcast tool, not dissimilar to RSS, email or their website. They fail to use it as a two-way discussion. There are lots of reasons for this failing. However, one of the greatest is fear. They worry what people might say if they're given a voice. They fear negative feedback. And as I explain in my workshop, negative feedback can be incredibly useful. It's not something we should fear, but rather something that we should embrace. And this is a theme picked up by Zach King in his post for .NET Magazine. Zach looks at the fear that surrounds negative feedback and the fear that organisations have and suggests a different attitude. Zach sees negative feedback as an opportunity, and rightly so. He writes, instead of brushing negative reviews under the carpet, brands should proactively and transparently address complaints via social media, turning these negatives into a serious positive. He goes on to say, through the use of social media to deal with the problem quickly and as openly as possible, the brand demonstrates good customer service and, more importantly, confirms that their customers matter to them. Zach has hit the nail on the head and he spends the rest of this post expanding on the theme. The truth is that whether you engage with them or not, people are out there criticizing your brand. By recognizing the fact and engaging with the customer directly, there is an opportunity to turn that negative impression into a positive experience. Now, interestingly, McDonald's in Canada understand this. We've all heard rumours flying around about McDonald's food. Rumours that they add sugar to their kids' meals or their burgers contain all kinds of unspeakable things. Instead of ignoring these rumours, McDonald's have decided to tackle the problem head-on in a site that is dedicated to answering these customers' concerns. Now, I've seen these kinds of sites before, sites supposedly dedicated to answering consumer questions. However, all too often, they just end up being questions that the company would like to talk about rather than real customer concerns. Not so with McDonald's. They've tackled questions such as, why does your food look better in the adverts than it does when I actually get it? Or, why do you coat your French fries in salt? Or, are your burgers really made up of ground up cow anuses? Now, these are real questions from real people. And what is even more impressive is they include questions even if they don't answer them. You can choose to follow an unanswered question, and if enough people follow it, the question will eventually get answered. Now, I think this is a really brave move by McDonald's, but there is no doubt that it's paying off for them because it's given them a chance to dispel a lot of the rumours surrounding their products. And certainly, I found it incredibly convincing when I read it. So what about your organisation? Is it time for you to embrace the negative comments being made about your brand online and address them head on rather than avoiding them? Let me know in the comments whether this is something you could get through at your organisation and whether seeing bigger organisations like McDonald's do it maybe will give more confidence to your own organisation to go down that route.